Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Hey, it's hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you missed hour number one, Dr. Douglas Howard was with us. And an amazing discussion of what you can do to prevent the coronavirus from impacting you. Coming up this hour, the Ladies Lounge, Martha McCallum, her debut appearance. And I'm so grateful to have you with us. Welcome into Saturday night. No matter where you're at, if you're watching us on Biz TV, thank you. Someone still believes in actual broadcast television across this country. And we're grateful for that, some 66 million households. And I am very honored to have Martha McCallum joining us. The book is called Unknown Valor, and it's a story of family courage and sacrifice from Pearl Harbor to Iwo Jima. This book strikes a chord with me personally because my granddad did something very similar to what her granddad did, and we're going to get into all that. Anyway, welcome to hour number two. And I'm very pleased to open the Ladies Lounge, as we always do at this time, because this is a specific segment that we have created to just highlight women in media and what they're doing and what they have to say and so forth. And full disclosure, I used to be on Martha's show when she was daytime many times. I was a center-right pundit. We would argue about different things. She'd have some center-left person on there. Never knew where Martha stood on any of it. She was always very professional and great journalist herself. Martha McCallum, it is great to welcome you to Radio Night Live. Thank you so much for being with us tonight here in New York.
Hello, Kevin. It's great to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me.
And let me just say that since all of the shakeups that have gone down at Fox over the years, you know, when Megan left and the whole primetime lineup got switched around and now that Shep's gone and Hemmer is in that spot, I just am really so proud of the job that you guys are doing. And it's obvious to the viewers that you haven't lost a step in losing some of the big names from primetime and everything else. And I'm telling you, the story right there at the beginning of primetime every night is a must watch for people that are trying to get their day's fix on news, and just a superior job in what you're doing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. That's a big compliment coming from you. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Let's talk about last night. You saw it all unfold. Did it go the way you had kind of thought it was going to go, or did you see, were there curveballs last night?
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody anticipated the strength of Joe Biden's comeback. I mean, you can look back to a couple of pivotal points now with hindsight and sort of look at the moment when Bernie Sanders started talking about the wonderful attributes of literacy programs under Castro. And, you know, then you can also go over to Joe Biden and look at the Clyburn endorsement. It's, you know, it's, what's interesting, one of the things that I would just say as an aside there, over the last several cycles, endorsements haven't really meant all that much. But when there's a key endorsement that is so genuine and sincere as James Clyburn, Representative James Clyburn was of Joe Biden, that he still had faith in him, that was essentially what he said. I still have faith in Joe Biden,
right,
and I think he can lead us. And, you know, I think it just shifted. And when you look at that, that's why covering politics is so fascinating, because you can sort of look at these moments when there's a little subtle shift and people go, you know what, I'm not really sure that, you know, I want someone who thinks that Castro has some positive qualities, and Joe Biden is somebody that we've known well for a long time.
Well, as somebody who broadcast from New York and has seen the impact of the squad, particularly with AOC in my backyard, but also Ilhan Omar and some of the more progressive forces that have come to power since Bernie's first run in the 18th cycle, I kind of was encouraged last night that on some level, one of our great political parties isn't absolutely being destroyed by progressive socialism, and there's some people that still care about it. Now, to what degree that's going to remain in future cycles, I don't know, but I walked away kind of going, huh, maybe we're not as far gone down that path as I felt that we might have been.
You know, I think there have been a number of observers of the Democratic Party who have been sort of saying this to their credit all along, you know, that all the hype surrounding the squad is not where most of the people in the Democrat Party are. And I think that we clearly saw that last night. We saw them sort of rally around Joe Biden. And I think, you know, that the other great sort of lead up story to what we saw last night was the dropping out of Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar. And I think that in a different scenario, there was a scenario where perhaps Bloomberg would have dropped out to get behind Joe Biden yesterday. But I think he felt like, I spent $500 million. I haven't had one chance for people to vote on me. Let's just see how it goes. But I think it will also be, you know, for Democrats, to given to his credit, that he got out this morning and that no doubt he's going to put a lot of that infrastructure and money behind Joe Biden as well. But I think at the end of the day, when you look at the Democrat Party and, you know, their future, so much of that is going to depend on, obviously, the general election. And if it is Joe Biden, let's just say in that scenario, and if he gets beaten by President Trump, and Democrats will be, you know, very, very upset, obviously, in that scenario, because their whole goal is to beat President Trump. Then, you know, then I think you'll see another reevaluation period, because it will be the second time that they lost to this person that they say is, you know, unfit to be president and all the rest.
Well, I kind of feel like, and I could be just not quite in tune with everything, but I kind of feel like that maybe there's even a little bit of quiet resignation within the chattering class. So people you and I know in the media and some of the party leadership and so forth, that even if they lose to Trump this cycle, by not giving it over to Bernie, they at least preserve something of a semblance of traditional order, whatever that may be. You know, I'm center right. This is not my party. It's really not my fight. But I think that there's I think there's some thought. Well, at least we haven't we didn't throw it over the cliff, at least, because he becomes like basically the titular head at that point, and then makes the decisions going forward. So it's, I don't know. It's very interesting. Did you think that Texas was going to be as close as it turned out to be down the stretch?
You know, I think it's interesting that Texas was very close. And I think that, you know, Texas is sort of, there's always all this discussion about Texas and is it changing?
How long will it be Republican?
Purple, how long will it be Republican? And, you know, I think Texas is obviously a very interesting state to watch. Carl Rove was on our panel last night, so he was a great voice on this always. And I remember when Beto O'Rourke was running, and it looked like he might beat Ted Cruz all along. You know, Carl just shook his head. No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. I mean, you know, when you talk about gun rights and you talk about issues, even life issues in Texas, I think that in many ways, you know, there's probably some strength there for someone like Joe Biden, even though he is a little bit squishy on those issues. I think that they feel like he's not going to push them quite as far as perhaps a Bernie Sanders or even a Mike Bloomberg would in that front.
Well, what do you make of the fact that, and obviously people in my business, talk radio, we love funny things and things you can poke fun at, and sometimes we cross the line, sometimes we, you know, say things that we shouldn't, but the gaffe machine that Biden has been for the last number of weeks, because Bernie kind of took the lead, he was largely shielded from a lot of really harsh criticism. Yeah. They are almost even in delegates. I think as of right this very minute that we're talking, Biden has like 40 more delegates than Bernie. But the I kind of sense the spotlight's going to go back to Joe, and he's going to have to answer for some of this stuff. And even the late night shows are probably going to have some fun at it. How big of a deal do you think it is that he seems to be disoriented a lot?
Well, I think, you know, that you're absolutely right. And I brought this up last night as well, that, you know, he's been sort of protected by this large group of Democrats running.
Yeah.
And also the notion that he was just going to fizzle out. I mean, that's what everybody thought.
Yeah, Bernie became the heat shield.
He's not going to make it. Joe Biden's not going to be the guy. So, I mean, look, he is going to have all the slings and arrows pointed in his direction. You, and mark my words, from Republicans and from the president, you're going to start hearing a whole lot more once again about Burisma, about Hunter Biden, about all these issues that sort of softened up a little bit over the past several weeks when it looked like this was heading in another direction, is all going to be aimed squarely at Joe Biden. Now, his gaffes are built in, I think, for most people in terms it's just Joe being Joe. You know, I mean, and far be it from me to, you know, assess anybody's mental capability. That's, way above my pay grade. So, but, you know, people are looking at it, and if it becomes evident that it's something more than just that, more than the gas that everybody sort of has, you know, known and some people have loved over all these years, then I think there's going to be some scrutiny there.
Yeah.
And he will be much more under the spotlight now. I mean, when they have debates, it's just going to be, you know, him and Bernie. Everybody's going to look at the two of them. And then,
or if he survives to the general, then it's going to be him and Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be Trump and Biden on that stage. And that's a pretty, you know, that's like, you know, what I would call a double black diamond.
You
know, I mean, that's dangerous territory.
You almost feel the Saturday Night Live writers like licking their chops and rubbing their hands together now. Like, please let it be this. We're speaking with Martha McCallum.
I'm thinking already on Saturday night you're going to see like a spinning around like, wait, are you my wife? No, are you my wife? I don't know. Which one is my wife?
Well, we'll see. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see because that will launch in just, a little over an hour from now. Martha McCallum is with us. She's host of The Story. She's a Fox News anchor. She's author of the brand new book, Unknown Valor. And when we come back, I want to get into this really rich volume that she's given us about World War II.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 masks, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, we're talking with Martha McCallum from Fox News Channel. The book is called Unknown Valor, a story of family courage and sacrifice from Pearl Harbor to Iwo Jima. And she is our guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight, the Ladies Lounge where we always try to highlight the work of women in the media and what they're doing and give some common sense to folks that are out there. And Martha, this book is really rather remarkable. I had two grandfathers who got drafted and served, and when I read that your book kind of was based off the same foundation, you discovering some of his letters and kind of going through his war chest, it really moved me. Talk to me about how this book came about.
So, you know, I didn't really intend to write a book. I think when I look at this story and the whole experience of writing it, I think that this story has been finding me for a very long time. When I was growing up, my mom shared with me the letters that were written home from Paris Island and then from Guam and then ultimately from Iwo Jima by her 18-year-old cousin, who was like a brother to her. She loved, adored him. She was an only child, so he was like a brother. And my grandfather was like a dad to Harry Gray because his own father had passed away when he was 12 years old. So I was so moved by these letters. As a kid, I would read them and tears would just run down my face because you hear the you know, sort of chipper optimism, just a great kid, loves his country, has a girlfriend back home, tells his mom in letters, you know, don't worry, we've got a, you know, we dug our foxhole really well and we've got it covered with sandbags and, you know, we're in a safe place and I'm going to be home soon and all these, you know, just, and his motivation in these letters was always just to make sure that everybody back home wasn't worrying, you know? I mean, you think about the way 16, 17, 18-year-old kids can be today, and right. I don't mean to generalize about them. I have some of them in my own house.
It's a different world, though.
But just, yes. I mean, he was so selfless. And the reason that there's seven or eight real sort of narrative stories of different young men. And the thread of these young men, I feel, you know, this isn't just my family's story. Harry Gray is someone who I think exists in almost every single American family's background. And you just mentioned in yours.
Right.
These stories are so rich and so important to pass on to the next generation. So it also just makes me want to encourage other people to go out there and find the stories. I've had so many people show me boxes full of letters. And I say, dig into those because there's such an amazing rich history there. But I also just want to point out that it's a military history story as well. And Ron Drez, who's a Marine who served in Vietnam and is a historian, helped me with all of these battle sequences going from the Solomons, the Gilberts, Marshalls, Mariana Islands. So it's a very strong military history that sort of allows these personal stories to kind of animate and explain what the real people were going through as they went through this atrociously brutal campaign
sure.
in the Pacific.
Well, I love the fact that you paid attention to the detail in that regard. And when I read it for myself, I know that I'll enjoy that. I'm kind of a World War II guy. Like, there's periods of history that I think are really interesting. None of them, I think, have made as big of an impact on my own way of thinking as what we know about World War II. And
yeah.
to your point about the other people and their boxes of letters, we have to remember this was a generation that has never really publicly spoken about what they've
mm-hmm.
gone through. In fact, it was to some degree a desire not to kind of visit their wounds, if you will, on the people that they loved. So they always did try to keep, a positive outlook. And I just remember my grandfather, there were just things that he just wouldn't talk to us about, but
mm-hmm.
we found out more about him in the journals and stuff that he had kept and, when we got to them later. Martha McCallum's book is called Unknown Valor, a story of family, courage, and sacrifice from Pearl Harbor to Iwo Jima, and it was co-written with Ronald Drez, as she just mentioned. Martha, what's the most misunderstood thing that you think you may have discovered or changed or learned about in the process of putting this together?
one thing I don't think that a lot of people, and I really hope, I think it's a very accessible story. I mean, I've had World War II, I had an amazing World War II hero come up to me. He was a flamethrower on Iwo Jima.
Oh.
And he said, I love this book. I love that you told this story. He said the detail is so rich and so truthful to his experience. So on the one hand, that to me is just the greatest compliment I could receive. On the other hand, you know, I think this is a book that my 18-year-old son can read, love, and learn from. So it's accessible, I think, all the way across the board. You know, if you're not steeped in military history, you're not going to get lost. But if you are, I think you're going to find that detail that rings true for you. But, you know, I just want to touch on one thing that you just said about these people sharing their stories, because I have found, because I went to Iwo Jima, and I have spent a fair amount of time over the past few years with Iwo Jima veterans, and I was just with 51 of them on Saturday night at an amazing 75th commemoration gala the other night. When they hit 90, which most of these men have, they do start to talk, and I find it fascinating. It's almost like they know. They want this to be on the record. They want people to understand what happened to them. And just one quick story, George Colburn is a man whose letters I read. He was a very close friend of my Uncle Harry's, and he wrote to my grandfather to explain to him what happened when Harry was killed, and they were very close friends. So that letter's been in my files for years, and I couldn't find him through much of the process of writing, but at the end I took one more crack at it, and I ended up finding him. And I called him at his home in Florida, and I said, George, this is Martha McCallum. I'm Harry Gray's niece. And he just went completely silent on the other end of the phone. And he said, finally, when he spoke, he said, Martha, I'm so glad to hear from you. I think about Harry all the time.
Wow.
And it just, you know, it just made me, he wanted so much to, you know, share his memories of him with me and to tell me how brave he was. And I've since become really close to George, and 14 of his family members came up to D.C. to Arlington for this event on Saturday. And, you know, it's just, it's like, you know, we kind of go racing through life and working really hard and all these things. It's like, but when you stop and you make a connection like this to someone who is part of our history and part of the freedom that we have in this country, it's meaningful. It's moving, and it's worth going there. So I hope that that people will seize the moment and, you know, read the book and go there with me.
Well, I strongly encourage them to do that, and I know that I will be in the days to come. Martha McCallum's book, Unknown Valor, A Story of Family Courage and Sacrifice from Pearl Harbor to Iwo Jima, and you've just got to get a copy for yourself. Endorsed by Dana Perino and Victor Davis Hanson and Douglas Brinkley and Mark Thiessen, some pretty well-known writers in their own right. So Martha, congratulations on all of it, and thanks for doing this service. I feel like my kids, my 10, 7, and 5-year-old will now have a chance to understand some things that I only had a peek into growing up, but this is a great gift to all of us, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time, Kevin. It's wonderful to be with you and to talk to you again.
All right.
On the other side.
And we'll be watching the story tonight on Fox News Channel.
Yeah, and of course, not only did she have the big ratings for the Super Tuesday results show that night, they beat all the other broadcast channels, all the other news channels that night. But then just a couple of nights later, they had the Donald Trump town hall, and believe it or not, beat everything again. I don't know that that's necessarily hard to believe, because Donald Trump is a ratings boost. Anytime he appears anywhere, he tends to increase the amount of audience that's there. And all you have to know to verify that is look at the numbers that they had when they had Mike Bloomberg for his town hall. Eek. It was pretty bad. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming back. We've got some more news of the day.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that, because I don't know anything about it.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Again, that beautiful shot of Lower Manhattan and just a gorgeous display of what the city looks like on a beautiful night. Glad you're with us. So glad to have you here. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and then hit extension 1 when you call. I believe our former phone screener, Kylie, has voiced the whole new like instruction prompt so you know where to get when you call. But that was earlier tonight. We had the entire crew in the studio, goofing off, being weird, whatever the crew does. I don't know. They had dinner together, and then they were very, very happy. So they all came over to the studio and extended that happiness to me. So it was fun. Anyway, so I think she revoiced the introduction prompt when you call the number 888-340-3373. And if you want to get on the show, it's extension 1. Just hit 1 when you call that number. Now, there's a number of things I want to ask you about. Chuck Schumer, we played this for you in the first segment tonight. I have no idea if we can play it for you again.
in this segment. Our video director swears he's ready. But Chuck Schumer actually said that he was going to come after Associate Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, and that they would not know what hit them. Take a look.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind.
Crackhead.
And you will pay the price.
What a tired old man he is.
You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
Now, see, I'm kind of torn on this because a lot of people took this very seriously and they were very much like, hey, he needs to be censured. He needs to be thrown out of the Senate. And I'm going, look, he's just a senile old guy that doesn't know really what he's doing. Like, he's up there without his aspirin. And he's waving his arthritically riddled limbs to try to scare people. But all that you really fear is, you know, fear for himself, like he's going to fall apart at any moment. Anyway, that's Chuck Schumer. But he did name them by name and say, you're not going to know what hit you. Now, there's a lot of people that when you say stuff like that, we go, hey, wait, what? What? What are you saying? You're an elected leader of the United States. You're the minority leader in the United States. Wait. What the heck are you talking about? Do we need to, like, demonstrate that we have the Second Amendment? Like, is that really necessary? You don't get to, like, tyrannically say, oh, we're going to come after you because you're, you know, not voting the way we want you to vote. I don't buy that at all. Again, good, very good reason to advocate for constitutional carry. Like, we should have the right to have our associate justices of the Supreme Court's back in case, you know, Schumer hires some sort of Tony Soprano wannabe from New Jersey to go over and, like, knock him off. Like, stop. Just stop this. This is not what America's about. They are appointed. They won confirmation. They have the right and the duty to serve in their position until they decide they are no longer capable of doing it or until they die. That's the way the law works. I'm sorry, Chuck Schumer, that you disagree. And whatever case that they're working on right now at the Supreme Court that you seem to have, like, you know, such great difference with, you know, tough. Get over it. All of us that endured the Obama years had to deal with this kind of nonstop. So that's one thing. Now, let me switch gears here. Let's go over to the Democratic Party's dilemma that they have, because this week they're going to have a debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, one-on-one. Now, up until Super Tuesday, the Democratic National Committee had set rules in place that would have allowed yet the last candidate not named Sanders or Biden that are still on the Democratic slate, that all they had to do was have a delegate nominating them to the presidency at the convention to participate in the coming debate. That's all they had to have, one delegate. Tulsi Gabbard has one delegate. She's still technically in the race. She filed the paperwork. Everything is legal. The DNC this week voted to change the rules to eliminate her from the debate. Is that right? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'll take your calls on it. I've got one segment to do that. 888-340-3373. Jump on in. Should Tulsi be on the stage with Biden and Sanders this week? 888-340-3373. Some of her fellow former candidates believe that she should be. We'll take your calls. We'll discuss it. All coming up next. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York, Radio Night Live. Don't go anywhere.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you with us? Welcome back, Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, live from New York, and we are always thankful to have you with us. On this particular night, we are awaiting the next debate between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this week, the DNC decided to change the rules to prevent one Tulsi Gabbard, who's technically still in the presidential race, even though she met the minimum requirements for being in this week's debate. They changed the rules and voted to keep her out of the debate. Now, I'm curious as to why. 888-340-3373. I know that there's a lot of Democrats that watch this show, that listen to this show, that see this show. But I'm curious as to why. Why would they do that? Are they so scared that she would have such a performance that it would, like, derail Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders from getting the nomination? I don't think that's possible. She hasn't run any media. She doesn't have any real financial backing to say. She's just in the race, and she has stayed in the race, and she stayed on the ballot, but she's earned the minimum requirements to be involved in this debate, which was one delegate, which she has, Earlier this week, Andrew Yang, who is a former candidate himself, actually this earlier today, I'm sorry, check that, one day ago, that was yesterday, he was asked about, what do you think the Democrat requirements will be when they, you know, make the final decision for the coming debate? This is what he said on Twitter. He said, someone asked me what the qualifications for the next debate would be. I responded, whatever Tulsi has plus one, meaning delegate counts, meaning that even though she met the minimum requirement that they had originally laid out, they would require her to do one more delegate just to keep her from being able to participate. Now, why is that? This is an interesting question to me, because this is a candidate who, in the early stages, when she was on the debate stage, made mincemeat of some of the other stronger candidates that are on the stage. She literally eviscerated Kamala Harris when she tried to make the argument that she would be a prosecutor president, how she would put people in jail for marijuana use, but laugh when she was asked if she ever used it herself. Tulsi was pretty on point, and she was always very much on fact when she would bring stuff up. The interesting thing about this is if she does that in the actual moment with Biden and Bernie, there might be some genuine embarrassment that's brought up. So, by all means, the party that claims to be the most diverse, the most progressive, the most inclusive, has literally, within the course of 3 weeks, changed the rules once to let an old rich man, billionaire, get into the debates, and just 2 weeks later, change the rules again to keep a woman of color, younger, not old, white, and male, from being on the stage. So my question is this, and I ask this, America, genuinely and sincerely, what is it about the Democratic Party that is so inclusive? What is it about the Democratic Party that's so diverse? What is it about this party that seeks to, I don't know, advance the opportunities for those that are not the same, but rather the other? Because what you're left to choose from is two old white rich guys that are going to, I predict, in the weeks to come, rail upon people who are wealthy and rail upon people who are white. But they are exactly those things. And why wouldn't they let a young woman, military service member herself, by the way, she served her country in uniform, why wouldn't they let her on stage with them to have a conversation about what the biggest issues of the day are? I know that Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, and Amy Klobuchar and all the others have gone by the wayside because they didn't have the financial backing to stay in and thought that there might be something for them in the days to come if they decided to be a good team player and jump on the we're all about Joe team, except for Warren, who's still hedging her bets on whether or not it'll be Bernie or Joe, hoping for a VP placement. But at the end of the day, what did they really achieve? What is it that they have accomplished by telling Tulsi Gabbard, you can't participate simply because you don't look like us, old white male millionaires? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I have one line open right now, and we will take your calls as they come in. I personally think it's a little bit offensive that if you claim to be the party of great diversity and great difference, that you say to Tulsi Gabbard, well, you can't be here, even though she met the requirements. I understand that there are people that may not like the fact that someone like her might pose a very inconvenient scenario for them, but did she meet the level of requirement by the rules? She did. And now the Democratic National Committee, not just Joe Biden, not just Bernie Sanders, but the actual party with which Tulsi Gabbard is hoping to be the representative of, the member of, to be able to represent her party and to say, hey, I stand for what is. She has been kept from standing on that stage this coming week. What do you have to say about this? Let's go to Frank from Des Moines, Iowa. Frank's on line one. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Kevin. Well, how is it kosher for Bernie, a socialist, to be in a Democratic debate to start with? Last I checked, Gabbard is a Democrat.
Well, you know, he calls himself a Democratic socialist, so I'm sure he's threading some needle far too finely for you or I to be able to see it.
Well, here's the thing about it. When you really analyze this, all the candidates are running on Bernie's policies. But the Democratic Party doesn't want to run Bernie because while they like his policies, he's not a Democrat, he's a socialist, and while they adopt his socialist policies, they don't feel that they can win on those policies. So what does that say about the Democratic Party?
Well, I've said this for the longest time. Joe Biden is not that much different than Bernie Sanders. The problem is he just lies a lot more about how much he is. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And again, if you did not hear us in the first hour, we are starting a brand new effort to try to repatriate, if you will, 96 South Sudanese women
slaves that have been enslaved in northern Sudan. Our friends at Christian Solidarity International are helping us with this, and we are so encouraged at the fact that we were able to help so many last year. But there are 96 women that we know of. We know their names. We know who they are. We know where they are, and we can help free them. Would you help us? 888-342-1010. $250 repatriates them, takes them from slavery to freedom, gives them a brand new life. They start completely over with people supporting them, and it is an amazing thing. 888-342-1010. You'll hear more about this in the days to come. 888-342-1010. Please call tonight. Now, this week, there was an amazing lack of intelligence when it came to the...
very smart people at NBC and the New York Times. Brian Williams, you remember that guy?
He couldn't remember quite which war it was. He landed in a combat helicopter in the middle of whatever and turned out to be completely not true. He still has a show. It's called The 11th Hour with Brian Williams on MSNBC. And they actually let this segment get to air. Watch this.
You see it as a possibility if he wants to spend $1 billion beating this guy, he could do it.
Absolutely. Somebody tweeted recently that actually with the money he spent, he could have given every American $1 million.
I got it. Let's put it up on the screen. When I read it tonight on social media, it kind of all became clear. Bloomberg spent $500 million on ads. U.S. population, 327 million. Don't tell us if you're ahead of us on the math. He could have given each American $1 million and have had lunch money left over. It's an incredible way of putting it.
It's an incredible way of putting it. It's true. It's disturbing. It does suggest, you know, what we're talking about here, which is there's too much money in politics. It makes it difficult because what we want...
Here's the thing. If you have $500 million and there are 327 million people, if you divide the $500 million up amongst the 327 million people, you have about $1.50 per person. So where Mara Gay of the New York Times was getting this idea that you could give $1 million to every individual person, and where Brian Williams, idiot at large for NBC, must have thought this was a really good idea, the fact that nobody on their production team, none of their six producers for their evening primetime show, that their executive producer, that the executive editors of the copy, that nobody ever thought to do the actual math. Because, see, if you give $1 million to 327 million people, you give $327 trillion away. The left are idiots. And the fact that they look down their nose at those of us in flyover country is some sort of, like, stupid noobs.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.